Megan Johnston was once a passionate volunteer with the CIBC Run for the Cure. Now, her family and friends gather together as Megan's Minions to raise money for breast cancer research for the event in her honor. It was important to her, so it's important to all of us to keep her name out there so people know, people remember, said Teresa Johnston, mother of Megan and team captain. In April 2013, Megan was diagnosed with triple-negative breast cancer. At the time, she was 30 years old and had a 6-month-old son named Noah. Teresa explains Megan went through a mastectomy and radiation before becoming cancer-free, but then it returned in April 2015. She was determined that she was going to be the longest-living person with metastatic breast cancer, and she made it for 16 months, said her mother. Since forming Megan's Minions, the team of 10 has raised over $5,000 while participating in the event. This year, Megan's Minions is the number one fundraising team with over $5,400 raised and counting. People can sign up for the virtual event up to October 3rd. We started out with a goal of $4,000 and we beat it, then we went to $5,000 and we beat it, so I'm hoping we get to $6,000 in 4 weeks, said Teresa. She would be so happy with what we've done, how much money we've raised. Originally, Megan got involved with the run after a younger friend was diagnosed with breast cancer and wanted to help her. After her friend's diagnosis, Teresa mentioned she was diagnosed with breast cancer in November 2012, and then 6 months later, so was Megan. We're passing the 5th anniversary of her passing, said Teresa. It was tough. During that time, Johnston recalls Megan was very strong and didn't like the term, lost the battle, to cancer. She didn't consider herself a loser, she just hated that term. To raise the money, family members ran various fundraising activities like collecting empties and selling bumper stickers which said, "Screw cancer." Megan's brother Justin even grew his hair out to raise money. He just recently did a live stream called, "Cut for the Cure," and he cut off 21 inches of hair to make wigs for kids with cancer, she said. They raised a little just over $600 from doing that. I appreciate everyone's help. I don't want another mom to deal with what I have to deal with. Animesh Vadaparthi, volunteer director of running logistics at the CIBC Run for the Cure, said Megan's Minions has been doing some amazing fundraising. They are what the run embodies, said Vadaparthi. They are some fantastic people. This year, the event will be held virtually again, but Vadaparthi said there are a series of online events leading up to the walk or run, including a Zumba class, paint night and silent auction. The pandemic has put a pause to a lot of things, but cancer doesn't take a pause, he said. Vadaparthi adds there was a drop in the number of participants in the event last year. In 2019, 900 people came out for the CIBC Run for the Cure compared to 200 people in 2020. With these virtual events, Vadaparthi said they hope to drive up community engagement and fundraising opportunities. We can't do the run without the community support. The community is a driver for us. To participate in the CIBC Run for the Cure, go to support.cancer.ca. Those interested in making a donation to Megan's Minions can do so here.